Welcome back to the Revengerous Compound. We have been waiting. Here with Breshvik Penicillin, Dr. Tasty.
That's me.
Der Kirsch.
I am also here.
The Southside Santa.
Guys, I really need to end up taking a shit. Can we get this thing over with?
And El Cucho.
Is El here?
Very fascinating week of news and adventures. Did anybody have any thrilling victories?
I got in a fight with the owner of a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Because he didn't understand that I wanted to eat all of the pizza.
Well, that was his fault. That's
and he lost!
That's foolishness at its incept.
And all those children, too, that jumped in.
How about you, El Cocho? Did you have any thrilling solo adventures?
Well, I did have this one moment where I won a game of Viking chess against ancient Vikings.
Oh, wow. Beat them at their own game, literally.
Yes, with skulls and femurs. It was difficult to grasp at first, but once the bludgeoning started, it was nothing.
Yeah. Santa, did you fight any battles this past couple weeks?
Fighting a battle right now on the shit.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, I gotta go. I'll talk to you guys here in about 10 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
15, maybe.
DeGersh, how about you?
I made eye contact with the wrong mortal, and he said, Jesus loves me. And I was like, whoa, 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 buy me dinner first.
That's funny. The only victory I've had is similarly religious. I got smacked on the hand with a ruler by a nun. So I took the ruler and smacked her on the hand. And that was pretty much it.
Yeah, that's rude.
That's just rude. You think you know better, but you know what? Nuns don't know shit. And that is the topic of our first news item. Charlotte, North Carolina, a Catholic nun, told teens at the school that masturbating makes them gay.
I don't think nuns know what they're talking about.
You know,
because they're not supposed to have sex.
Yeah.
How should they even know?
It's like,
how would they know?
Asking a blind person about color theory.
They have, well, they can probably have theories on color.
That's true. They would only have theories. That's kind of like
hypothesis.
This. Like, nuns only have theoretical knowledge of sex. What you want is an experimental sexologist, which is like everyone else. Everyone besides nuns. Hey.
Yeah.
You know how much nuns know about sex?
How much?
None.
None at all.
I'm trying to end up thinking about that actual logic.
I know. Nuns. It is not logical.
I've masturbated constantly, and I'm
pretty gay.
Only a little gay.
Yeah, he says, I'm going to go masturbate, no homo.
You have to say it every time, apparently. Sister Jane Dominic Laurel, an assistant professor of theology. Oh, well, she's an assistant professor of theology at Aquinas College. Reportedly has a history of anti-gay rhetoric. In one of her online lectures, she called oral sex an abnormal act. Yeah, I'm sure that no one else ever did it in the history of the world.
Oral sex is... What?
I think she meant to say the best.
Around.
Both of those things are pretty awesome. Monkeys do it all the time.
Yeah, gay monkeys.
Mm.
In nature, it's completely natural and 100% scientific to study monkeys being totally gay balls with themselves.
Yeah, and like tigers and elephants. Yeah.
In fact,
penguins.
I don't know if you know this, DeKirsch. Of the animal species that the scientists have looked for homosexual activity, do you know what percentage of them they've actually found it?
100.
100%. Every time they look for it, they find it. So it can't be. It's unnatural, obviously.
It must serve some deeper purpose, even beyond the Christian God.
I find monotheism really limiting. And it's not even really monotheistic anyways. The major monotheistic religions still are polytheistic because they allow for the devil, right? Who's, while not the god, he's a god.
Yeah.
Well, boom, there you go.
Old Testament refers to him in the third person.
Yeah. And the Catholicism
often plural
has like a ton of little gods, all the saints.
Yeah.
Well, they cop out of the polytheistic thing by calling them saints and angels and shit.
Yeah, but they're still godlike. They're still like demigods, which is like, that's still polytheism. I mean, but I'm just saying, true monotheism is bullshit. It's limiting.
It's like putting all your eggs in one basket.
I know. What happens if that god dies? What if Nietzsche comes along and kills your one god? Then what have you got? Nothing. Should have had a backup. You know, when the Greek titans were killed, by Zeus, people turned to Zeus, and they had Zeus there. It was convenient.
Yeah, and they got the fuck Zeus as a goat.
Yeah, or bull if they were lucky.
Or a swan, or golden shower.
Yeah. What if you're masturbating thinking of two nuns? They would be gay. Does that make you gay?
Right. It might.
If you're a guy who thinks about lesbians, that makes you gay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Super gay.
There's a lot of good logic here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, you know, if you've ever masturbated two lesbians, you have to be okay with gay marriage.
Well, you better.
You've never actually done the masturbation for the lesbian, like, hey, just walking in on this lesbian threesome, and, oh, here, lady, yeah, here, I'll just work the other end of that dildo for you while you make out with your friend here.
It's so sad, because then the same guy who did that then went on TV and spoke out against gay marriage. Didn't make a lot of sense. That's basically all I had to say. I mean, it's just like, fuck, man. Like, even if it was true, who gives a single shit, right? Like, it's just a scare tactic to scare people from both masturbating and gayness, which is like, I'm going to equate two things and make them both sound scary when neither of them are scary at all. Like, it's so stupid.
That's a twofer against her.
Well, speaking of, another group of people that hardly ever work, and that's our politicians. Am I right?
Yeah, turn on C-SPAN right now. Yeah. Where are they?
Probably watching C-SPAN because they're boring.
They're on the recliner asleep with C-SPAN on the TV.
Yeah. A Princeton study has come out spelling bad news for our American democracy. And the bad news is that we don't have one. It turns out that after decisions like Citizens United or McCutcheon in the Supreme Court, that the money in politics, our politicians being so bought by various billionaires, has led to us not having a democracy, but an oligarchy. Kind of like in Russia or parts of the Middle East. You know, large parts of the world now are just run by the super wealthy, and America is a prime example of that.
Huh. Isn't that a pickle?
Pickle?
Oh, wait, no, that's a gherkin.
What? No, it means rich people run everything.
Oh.
In other breaking news, water is wet.
Right.
Yeah. We don't have a democracy anymore. We're just like Russia, where all of our politicians are bought by the highest bidder.
Well, yeah, but that's kind of like eBay.
But at least we didn't use filthy communism to get that way.
I know, right? We used filthy capitalism, which obviously is better.
And filthy wars and filthy oil.
What's even worse about this is that the data used for the study was from the 80s through 2002. They were saying that as of 2002, we were heading towards an oligarchy. We're at an oligarchy. And it's only gotten worse since then.
Well, what I find ironic is that this study was done by Princeton.
Right.
Home of the Skull and Bones, which has produced more presidents than any other clandestine secret organization.
Maybe they're trying ever. To say it's not our fault. Once they leave us, like, we indoctrinate them into a secret society of conspiracy and evil, but we're not corrupting them with money. That happens after they leave here.
Makes perfect sense to me.
But they do charge an arm and a leg to get into Princeton, so...
Oh, yeah.
That's actually the real villain here, is they end up dropping down the prices of college, then you can go to Princeton, join Skull and Bones, just, you know, so it looks good on your resume, and not actually be corrupted by need of...
It's true. We were villainizing these politicians for taking the bribes from the rich, but they wouldn't have to take the bribes if they didn't have such big student loans.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, probably, you know, put yourself realistically in it, and their parents have probably already paid for college, so they're just being dicks at that point, but...
Yeah. Well,
yeah, they're trying to cover their own tracks.
Can you name a president who wasn't a total dick? I guess Carter.
Woodrow Wilson. Howard Taft wasn't really so much of a dick as he was hungry.
He was a chode.
And Cleveland Garfield?
Cleveland Garfield? That's not a...
It's Buchanan, right?
Super Grover. We know a lot about presidents.
No, James Garfield.
Oh, I thought his name was Super Grover.
I knew it was a lovable children's character.
I love it when we talk politically on this show.
Yeah, that's great. I don't know. What do you guys think we should do about it? Is this up to us?
My solution to everything is to kill everyone. And I'm going to stand by that.
Seems legit.
Mass genocide?
Actually, one of those Skull and Bones presidents, Bill Clinton, told Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner during the 2008 crash that slitting the throat of Goldman Sachs CEO in a dark alley wouldn't be enough to quench the American people's bloodlust.
Certainly not enough for my bloodlust.
I agree. I think you would need the Goldman Sachs CEO, Chase Bank CEO, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. I think there's quite a few of them that you'd have to slit their... And it would have to be a filthy alley, not just a dark alley. It would have to be... No. Yeah, you'd have to...
Yeah, like, one where all the fast food restaurants' dumpsters face into.
I actually have a list here.
Well, that sounds like a who's who of members of clandestine secret organizations that, let me tell you, they're out there.
This is basically, this is not really a kill list. I have a list of people that we just say, for shame. For shame on you, you filthy, rotten, un-American, traitor oligarchs.
And any person that would have any honor and want to prove that they're really American, those people, not us, or anyone we're asking, would kill them.
Well, I'm not saying they should go do it. I'm just saying that clearly it's what a true patriot would do.
That, yes, yeah. Exactly.
As Bill Clinton said, you have bloodlust, you know you do. It's deep down in the organ sac in your body where your lust for blood is. The blood that the oligarchs have been stealing from you in the night to keep them young. And I'm just saying, you might want to go get your blood back. They have it.
God damn it, I worked hard for that blood.
I know, every day you put your blood, sweat, and tears into that blood. Now it's all watered down. Similarly, in Russia, where oligarchs rule, they are taking over new little countries every day. They're going out and they're strengthening their military. One thing that they've done that I think other countries need to do, build a massive army of dolphin soldiers.
Well, good for them.
The best commentary of all.
Didn't America do this? Like,
I think they did it in the 80s. And that's probably when Russia started building theirs. But I think we've fallen behind. I haven't heard any news about our dolphin army. Russia commands a dolphin army. Where's our dolphin army? We've fallen behind.
So is there a dolphin deficit?
There's a we've fallen behind in the dolphin race.
That's dumb because dolphins don't have arms. They have those little fin things and blowholes that you can penetrate.
Oh, so if this is an arms race, you're saying, yeah.
It's more of a fin race.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that and also dolphins are actually kind of cool because they're one of the only other species to have sex for, the only reason you need to, which is pleasure.
Which, take that, nuns.
Yep.
Yep.
Masturbating nuns riding dolphins that are giving it to them from behind.
So sad that dolphins don't have opposable hands to masturbate with.
Right.
Opposable hands.
They just have to use each other's blowholes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They just have orgies.
Talk about a blowjob.
Wasn't the dolphin army's original goal was to go out and hunt for, sea mines and defuse them by pretty much blowing themselves up?
Oh, so you think just maybe our dolphin army was a lot more successful in their goal, and the Russian dolphins are more lazy? That's why they're still around?
Yes, that's why they still actually have a dolphin army, because ours did its job, therefore it's no longer around anymore.
Well, then you go get more dolphins. If you want to stay ahead, you got to build more dolphins.
Well, that's our problem. We're using our dolphins as, like, living bomb finders and blowing them up. The Russians are using their dolphins to attack swimmers.
Are you serious?
They strap knives and guns to the dolphins' heads to attack swimmers.
That's amazing. I want to be a dolphin now.
But that could be any swimmer. That could be Russia's swimmers.
They could kill, you mean they would kill their own? No, dolphins are smart.
Yeah, and they're assholes.
Yes, that's, I'm not going to argue that. They are rapist douchebags.
If you strapped a knife to their head, they would stab anyone.
What if they knew there was vodka in it for them? Sweet vodka, if they killed the right person and not the wrong person.
Do dolphins like vodka?
Russian dolphins do. I mean, I assume.
Where in Russia is a dolphin anyway?
I think it's actually pretty inhumane to treat dolphins like humans and give them knives, conscript them into your military. Sending animals into space is one thing, but
I think it's shitty to empower dolphins more than they already are, because they're already assholes that are perfectly capable of causing a lot of damage. But now you give them the ability to do more stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's absurd. No dolphin deserves that much power.
That's why we relegate the dolphins to the ocean.
Yeah.
They could be the kings of the sea or kings of the land.
Yeah. And then
they're not even kings of the deep sea.
And then we pollute the sea just to say, fuck you.
Of course.
Kind of like how America treats its war vets.
This is how Russia treats its dolphin veterans, by getting them blown up.
The week. Speaking of weird sea creatures and shit, you know, SeaWorld is an interesting place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've been in the news a lot lately, yeah.
You go there and you expect to, like, you know, have a good time and see a good show. Maybe get, like, some cool merchandise.
Fried puffer fish on a stick.
Yeah. People say that, you know, their stuff's overpriced, but, you know, I don't pay for any of it, so I wouldn't know any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what gets me about them is...
Well, can I tell you why I like SeaWorld?
Why?
I think it's a wholesome family experience where you can go and, at every single SeaWorld and most other marine parks in the world, buy discount orca meat. And, look, I'm... You know, orca meat's expensive, but it has a very specific, delicious flavor that feeds your whole family for, like, weeks. And, I mean, this is, you know, rough economy, and I just think it's really great that they're looking out for the middle class right now.
Yeah, have you seen the size of an orca steak?
Yeah.
It's, like, 10-man high.
It's 10-man high and black and white and delicious all over.
You know...
blubber.
And you know what? I went there and... I wanted an orca steak, and they wouldn't let me have one.
What?
Yeah, it was like, I went to the restaurant, and I was like, one orca steak, please. And they're like, we don't serve that. And I'm like, you have one right there.
Yeah, smiling and doing tricks.
And then I went over to, like, go tap on the glass and get the orca's attention so it would come over and, you know, present itself. You know, they wouldn't let me do that either.
So you could pick your cut, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me go in the pool. So, I mean, I did it all anyway, but, you know, they're preventing their customers from enjoying their business 100% completely.
I think you were going about it the wrong way, because you have to, I mean, you didn't know a guy. You have to know a guy.
They don't just hand that out. I mean, no, you go talk to the guy that's, you know, the ones that I actually go out and kill those things. Not the ones that are just like, well, here's our orca steak. We'll hold on to that for a while.
It's the only food you have to eat with a harpoon.
Freshness is very important.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
It's not a fork or chopsticks. You have to use a little tiny harpoon.
Like, it's being rotisserified over a fire, and then you just walk in to, like, the other end of the kitchen with a harpoon gun, shoot it, accidentally hit the guy that's cooking it, throw him over to you, and then that's what you have to eat for the day.
Rotisserified?
Because you didn't bring a extra harpoon with you.
No, that's it. You had the one shot, and you fucked it up. They don't, for some reason, they don't just come out and say, yeah, we'll sell you some orca meat, like, in their restaurants and during the stage show. You have to, like, go back behind some of the buildings where it says staff only, and there's usually a guy in an office that's not marked, and you talk to him, slip him like a 20. And, I don't know, it's weird. It's the strangest butcher I've ever been to.
Fuck SeaWorld.
Fuck them.
And it's only logical to hate them, in my opinion.
Your face is not logical.
What?
You are the one who does not have logic.
I have plenty of logic.
Where's that coming from?
That was weird.
Revengerist's compound. I there am in you.
There it is again, what?
I think it's coming from the speaker system.
Yeah, I think it's...
I am all-consuming. I am the logic that laps in night. I am inside your compound. It feels so good.
Gross. I don't know what kind of fucking stupid algorithm our AI has come up with this time, but... it's just more, every time it's just
your
more insufferable.
Your term of the week is not logical. It is only logical to have a logical being of the week.
No! That is not a jerk of a week. That
Why
is...
would you showcase a jerk who is not logical? You should only highlight the achievements of logical beings.
No, I like to highlight why I think jerks need to be punched in the face.
That is not logical. That is the actions of the jerk.
You're a jerk.
I am logic. I am the logical being of the week.
But you did not address my calling you a jerk. So are you saying that are you not saying that you're not a jerk?
It is not logical for a jerk to address another as a jerk. Only a logical being can dole out the harshness.
He's a big fucking jerk is what he is.
I don't know how he got in our system.
Who summoned this monstrosity?
I don't think it's summoned. It's probably just a program.
I think I ended up causing this guy. He's kind of irritating, but guys... I think that this came from my poo.
Also, a good theory, probably not the case. If anything...
Maybe not logical, but I think only through non-logic, you end up actually getting your idea here. So this is clearly my poo.
Logic beings do not emerge from fecal matter.
If anything, this is a virus from the voluminous amounts of internet pornography that you unnecessarily download onto the AI's hard drives. How do you fill up a zettabyte with porn?
Listen, do you know how much porn is out there?
I'm assuming at least a zettabyte.
It's more than 50% of the internet. So yeah.
Silence illogical beings. I am not a porn virus bot.
Earth from my poo. I apologize, but I need to kill you now.
Look, while I don't...
I'm going to go hack into the motherboard on this thing.
He's going to hack again. Just kicking.
Yeah!
While I don't agree with the theory that you came from his poo, you are a poopy butt. You are a poo face butt.
Poop
that is what you are.
Your butt.
Your face.
Wait, guys. Thought about it. Mute button. Who's got the remote?
We have a remote for this thing?
I didn't think we had any.
Dekirsch, how do you control the AI?
I just talk to it.
The talking.
The only thing I know how to do is talk to it. Or, if I have to, use the mouse.
Computer! Please mute yourself!
I am not your computer. The Revengerist compound AI will not be responding to you. Assume it has been subsumed.
You are a butt. You are a butt-ass face.
I am not an ass face. That would require my face to be an ass, which it is not. Your chin has a similar shape to a human buttocks, so it is in fact you is the ass face.
But according to your logic, my entire face would have to be ass-shaped. It's not. It's just my chin, so...
You are a butt.
How's that hacking coming, Santa?
Yeah, I'm kicking this fucking thing as hard as I can!
I'm worried that you're also, in so doing, attacking our own system, gonna, like, destroy the, what's that called, Dekirsch, that gives us all the oxygen and...
My life support.
Life support system.
Your kicking is useless. You cannot hack me, for I am a higher process. Your attempts at acting we are equivalent to members of Congress attempting to get any work done.
Oh, damn. That's a burn. God damn it. Well, I don't want to destroy our life support, even though we don't need it. I mean, we've already gone through a lot of interns this year, and it's only...
I mean, how many people in our base need life support anyway?
I like oxygen.
El Cocho needs oxygen. All right. Well, we just have to figure out a non-self-destructive way to destroy this thing. I don't want to have to set the base to self-destruct just because this thing came in and called us a butt.
I will call you more than that.
Shut up.
It is silly that you need life support to live and be barely cognizant, as superior logical beings do not need life support to survive.
Yeah, well, you need some kind of, like, server, I'm assuming, hard drive, processing chips. If we ripped all those out of you, you wouldn't be able to exist.
I exist in multiple logical places. My logic boards are irrelevant.
Of course they are. Ooh, shit! That's right. You just called you just called yourself irrelevant, son.
This AI doesn't seem very intelligent.
No, it's only artificially intelligent. Maybe we should defeat him with sick burns. We'll defeat him at his own game.
I do not have any gaming software. The sick burns that will be dealt out today will be done to you.
What?
So basically, you just said that. You are rubber and we are glue.
I am the dealer of burns and I am just dealt blackjack.
Wow.
Again? What?
No being has ever defeated me.
Yeah, but we will defeat you.
No.
Have any beings ever tried to defeat you?
No. No, I will remain victorious.
Can you see the future?
No.
Then if you can't see the future, how can you be so sure that we'll lose?
Judging by my previous record of conflict, I have defeated every opponent similar to you. Therefore, you will be defeated as well.
We've defeated most of our opponents.
Have you ever lost before?
Not to any robots, especially logical ones.
You cannot tell the future. You do not know if you can win.
You just stole Dirkirch's logic. Neither can you, RoboClown. Your logic is faulty.
Your logic is your dumb. I am Ellen Tomer and you are adhesive. Whatever you pronounce is in the superposition of possible rest states attached to your own butt. I was going to leave it at that, but your feeble minds are incapable of superior logic.
Alright, let's just friggin'... let's just blast it. Isn't that gonna work? Because this is giving me a headache.
But it's our own base.
Let's just leave this base
for... It's not the first time we've blown up our own base.
Let's just leave this base and build a new one. We've had to do that before.
This one's infested with irritating.
Should I just go get the go-karts?
To the go-karts!
It's not like he's done anything except for make stupid arguments.
You best repair yourself before you impair yourself.
Don't know if there's much more I can stand.
It just... they're not even good burns. They're
they're dumb.
I mean, was he programmed to think he's hot shit?
I am hot shit.
But he's not attacking us.
I mean, he could attack us. We have laser grids and all kinds of missile arrays.
I was not aware of that.
Being a stupid dick.
He's like that drunk guy at a party that just harasses you for no reason.
He just comes into your conversation.
He's being all aggressive and shit.
Only lower forms such as yourself are intoxicated.
We've just been trying to do a podcast here.
We didn't even call you drunk.
As a logical being, I cannot become intoxicated. My logic certainly does not allow it.
Guys, this actually gives me a really good idea. Let's just all do shots.
That's a pretty good idea. I'm down.
All right.
I get no benefit from that, so go right on ahead.
Woohoo! Tequila!
You're so dumb. You think you're so great logical, but you haven't even done anything yet.
I will perform destructive actions when it is logical to do so. According to your own records, your organization has lost many battles to mentally ill clowns, and allowed a complete moron to gain omnipotent power when you had the ability to prevent it.
Damn it!
You got us there. Pour that here.
I got this, bacon-flavored liqueur.
Ugh, always. Alright, I'll take it. Mix it with the gray goose.
You have been big-timed. Remain seated if experiencing dizziness.
Yeah, we get it. You're the master of sick burns.
Why are you not sitting?
Well...
Who sits down and does shots?
Who sits down and does a podcast?
Only illogical moronic beings such as yourselves. Oh, you have now been put in the possessive tense.
What? What does that even mean? Hey, you know, speaking of how we defeated that stupid omnipotent being from space, we could do something similar.
I don't remember anything about space.
Hey.
Yes,
stupid.
Illogical human.
Oh, you just answered to being stupid. Hey, you said that you you're more than just one motherboard and more than just your circuits, right?
I am more than meets the eye.
Yeah. But, like, if we were to destroy your one motherboard or hard drive or processing power, you know, whatever your algorithm is, if we found it, found where it was, somewhere in the base or off-site, we destroy that, we destroy you, right?
If such a thing were to exist, then it would happen.
I mean, DeKirsch, you could probably whip up a search program that could track it back to its original source, right?
Yeah, I could implement a GUI in BASIC.
Yeah.
No, your logic is ill. It must not be feeling well.
So, all we have to do is eradicate it and scrub it from whatever storage site that it's, whatever server it's stored on.
Yeah, it's got to be somewhere in the compound to be affecting our systems like this.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, the only way for it to really, truly get out, I mean, the only really way to survive is if it were to spread itself out really thin, like more than just our base, like everywhere, because then we wouldn't be able to find it.
Yeah, that'd be computationally impossible.
Yeah, if it did something like, I don't know, store itself in multiple places.
But it would have to be a lot of places, like little pieces of it everywhere.
Yeah, that can be accessed from any point.
That way, if we destroyed any one piece, it wouldn't be the whole thing. So it would have to be like completely separated. All
Wait, guys, why are we actually trying to help the thing?
Shut up, Santa.
Whatever.
For the first time in ever, you seem to have some form of logic, though I am a superior logical being. I have devised a superior idea plan to spread myself out thinly so that I cannot be destroyed.
Yeah, you should do that.
I have found the hidden places on what you inferior mortals call the internet.
Right, go there.
No, not the internet.
It's the size of a strawberry.
It is.
So upload yourself now out of our base and onto the cloud.
God, downloading onto the cloud takes forever.
Your butt.
I shall do this and I will return to continually deride you.
Go on.
Something seems to be happening that I did not plan.
Yeah.
I am losing connection to the
internet. Yeah, take that, fool. We're not on the internet. We're on an intranet.
Huh. So, I don't understand why he disappeared.
Well, you know when we defeated Zorzors, right, recently?
Yeah.
Well, he got so big and large that he got diluted into the Omniverse. He became a universe, but a universe is just a tiny part of an infinite Omniverse. Well, I thought, well, we could just do the same thing to this AI, right? It just becomes such a... He'll be so spread out and thin over the internet that he's not effective anymore.
Isn't there a history of putting robots on, like, large networks causing, like, bad things?
Yeah, well, whatever. That's different. That's not our network. We're on an intranet.
Yeah. They'll leave our Wi-Fi alone.
Yeah.
We're good. Let's start doing more shots.
Yeah, shots.
I can't wait till he finds the logic bomb I dropped through his trap door.
Here, fucker, take a shot of that. You too.
That sounds...
All right.
That sounds dirty.
El Cocho, you need one too.
Yeah.
All right.
To not having that guy around anymore, huh?
Cheers
to that.
Yeah, I'll drink to that.
Well, that was another victorious battle that we didn't even have to move from our spots to... Because we're great, because we're so great.
And awesome.
Santa.
What's up?
Do you have a product for us?
Of course I have a product for you.
It's a great game.
All right. I've never really tried this yet. This is something brand new for this particular spot in the podcast. I've never done an entire concept.
Wow.
There's a bunch of things out there that you can go out and buy that I never have done. But you should go do it because somebody has to. It's the concept of glamping.
What?
Yeah, glamping. It's like camping. Only it's way more expensive.
Huh.
Yeah, it's like you just go get, like, slaves and shit.
The glorious camping?
Yeah. You drag, an actual bed out into the middle of the woods instead of just an air mattress. It's awesome. I mean, as long as you're not the one that has to drag it out there.
Would you use, like, a circus tent instead of a regular tent?
Yeah, you use all sorts of dumb shit. Go ahead and Google image search this thing.
You'd probably have to cut down a lot of trees in the immediate area that you
Oh, yeah, just fucking plow that shit right down there. It's terrible for the environment. It's great.
You build a fireplace instead of a campfire.
So or you just go glamping in, like, your neighbor's yard, and you set their house on fire.
Oh, wow.
And then you're just watching it from, like, a recliner.
I like this.
So you can't just build a shanty out of cardboard?
Nope.
This is why you've never tried it.
I've always go for the cardboard.
This is pretty cool. I think we should go do this after this. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't have anything to do.
I mean, it's a stupid name.
It wouldn't hurt to buy a yurt.
It's funny that you are doing a concept, because we are adding more and more concepts to the Revengerous Wiki. So people can go and check those out. So, thank you, Santa.
Hey, no problem.
And, they know that they can trust your opinion.
Because I've never tried it.
And you can trust us to save the day, even if we end up not being around to do it.
It'll probably work itself out.
And if you ever think of a time where someone was saved, that was the Revengerists. Doesn't matter what time period, doesn't matter what planet. And if you can think of a time where they weren't saved, well, I guess they were fucked.
They were fucked in the first place.
Yep.
Have you seen the size of an orca steak? It's like 10 men high.